do you think that we do enough to include the young people at Common Arms Academy? Do you think there's like an issue at all with like discrimination, stereotyping in any way with your pupils, and how do you deal with it?
Lots of questions there. Big questions too. Can you ever do enough to include young people in a school? I don't know the answer to that. I think we have to try, and I think, as I've alluded to earlier, the voice of young people is the most important voice in the school, not the voice of the head teacher. So my view would be we would always want to do more to include young people at Cumbernauld Academy, and in particular those young people who feel marginalised or feel as if, you know, they belong on the edges of the community rather than central to the community. For me, possibly the most important day in the life of the school was the day when we achieved the Silver Charter mark for LGBT.
Yeah.
Something I'm really proud that the school has managed to achieve.
Yeah.
Something that I talk about regularly when people ask me about the school. So I think that has been a good thing for the school.
Definitely.
Whether or not it's ever enough, I suppose you can never do enough to eradicate discrimination.
Yeah.
You know, a sense of fairness and justice for everyone is really important. The ability to be able to listen to people about how they feel and what their experiences have been is really important for all leaders, I think. So I would always want to do whatever I possibly could to ensure that we are a progressive, inclusive, democratic school.
Yeah.
Those values matter a lot to me.
Definitely. So do you feel that there's enough framework in place to help those young people and like with their mental health or with like moving forward from kind of hard times that they've experienced?
On one level, that's an easy question to answer. There isn't enough framework. Mental health issues, are they increasing in schools, or is it that we're becoming more aware of them?
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult question to answer. I think the pace of the modern world, social media added dimensions to school life that didn't exist when I was at school, and may well be contributing to additional anxieties and mental health pressures for young people. But I think we do a lot in this school, and I think if we listen to young people more and take forward the pupil parliament where in a constructive way, then the young people will tell us what we need to do to support them. It's not about me providing stuff for them, it's us as a community developing things, developing a culture that says, do you know, it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
And if you're not okay, somebody in this community will help you.
Do you feel that the new building is detracted from the work that was kind of already been put in place in any way? I know like with the hub or like posters or like awareness that was already being spread, like is there a sense of...
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I think in the old building we'd developed artwork and we'd developed physical spaces, because there were significantly more physical spaces which we were in control over, complete control over, than we have in the new building.
Yeah.
So in a sense, I go to the art department and I look at the walls and they're bare just now in the corridor. And in the old school, they were full of young people's work. We were able to, you know, to put up signage, you know, the black dog signage around mental health, the LGBT stuff. That was a clear indicator to people who came to the school that these things mattered. So we have less control over that because we don't own this building.
Yeah.
So there are constraints on me as a head teacher about what's allowed to be displayed and how that's allowed to be displayed. I would have to say that would be something that I would fight
to improve.
But it's early days. But absolutely, I do feel, I think it's like anything, you go move into something brand new, it's got a kind of sterile feel. But look, this is a fantastic shell, and it's up to us as a school community to develop that in the way that we want it to develop.
Mm-hmm.